Welcome back to JR Morning. A new video posted on Facebook is stirring some conversation in Detroit politics. The Reverend Horace Sheffield III, father of Mayor-elect Mary Sheffield, largely stayed out of the public eye during his daughter's campaign. But this week, he broke that silence with a pointed message aimed at those criticizing him and the incoming mayor. And joining us now to talk about the video, the reaction, and what he wants Detroiters to understand moving forward is the Reverend Horace Sheffield III. Reverend, good to talk with you again.
Hey, Lloyd. We go a long way back. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for being here. You said in your video that you had a quiet period during the campaign and that you promised to step back and be still. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, I didn't want to be a distraction for my daughter. You know, there's so much negativity, and I always very careful to say not just in our community. This is across the board. Anybody who enters the public arena, you can expect folk to have an opinion, whether it's well-formed or ill-formed, right? And so I purposely did not want to say or do anything that would take away from her historic run. I am opinionated, as you well know. I've never been shy in sharing my feelings. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think the most important thing, which a lot of people didn't get from what I said, was that it was a great discipline for me. And I learned a lot from that in terms of not being impulsive, not wanting to go eye for eye and tooth for tooth. And quite frankly, I think, you know, this is the posture that I'm going to continue. Just be quiet, be still, and keep moving.
So if the quiet period is over, what happens in the loud period?
Well, I mean, Lloyd knows me. I mean, as I said, if I have an opinion, I've never been shy in sharing it. I mean, I come from a family of communicators. I will let you know how I feel. It's just that in this particular context, my feelings were not as important as what my daughter's expressions were, and I didn't want people to assign, my perspectives with her. Now, I will tell you that it was a valuable lesson, a spiritual lesson for me. I mean, I'm a Christian. I'm a pastor. I've never quite understood how Jesus never said a mumbling word, but I now understand the force almost as the same as Gandhi and King with nonviolence, that somehow you disarm others when you don't engage in that kind of back and forth.
One of the things that you talked about was this comparison to the Kilpatricks and that family that, of course, Kwame being the mayor here. Where were you hearing that, and why did you feel the need that needed to be addressed?
Well, I heard it everywhere. I mean, look, I can't tell you how many meetings I sat in where, you know, people were sharing what people were saying, and it was actually in print. You had people like Bankole Thompson, who, you know, supposedly award-winning journalist, but really is a saber rattler, who brought that stuff up. I mean, I meant it only in the context of, you know, my daughter has, you know, not done anything illegal. I've not done anything illegal. Here's what it is. People try to find a way. You heard of cancel culture.
Yep.
People try to find a way to make you less than who you are. Mm-hmm. And I have if Mother Teresa was around in this era, they probably swear she was stealing food stamps to feed the hungry. Okay. And so that is the context in which I, you know, did not want to be compared with, you know, Kwame and his father. You know, I mean, it's not true.
And before we get out of here, Reverend, what's the most important thing you want Detroiters to know about how your daughter will lead and your role or lack thereof in her administration?
Yeah, I think it's important that people understand that Mary is her own person. In the 12 years that she's been on city council, I've never share with her how she should vote. I mean, I'm doing something. How she should vote, what she should say, what her position should be. I mean, she's on occasion consulted me and asked me my opinion, but I've never said you ought to do this, you ought to do that. And that's going to continue. I mean, in all reality, the degree to which Mary needs to be able to govern and do so independently has actually had me looking, Lord, at whether or not I'm going to even stay in Detroit. I've got a beautiful place in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my kids, I've got four kids. They're all grown. I've got two lovely granddaughters who I went and took a Juicy Couture coat to my 10-year-old this morning so she could have a nice warm coat. I mean, that's what's important to me. I've done a lot. I think that I've furthered my family's legacy with the work we do at the Sheffield Center. And I think that Mary's got a whole long, successful trek ahead of her. And, you know, I'm excited for her. This is full circle, Lloyd, you know,
five plus one.
When my daddy was trying to get Jerry Kavanaugh elected.
Right.
When blacks were excluded. By the way, I'll tell you this. I stood at my great-grandmother's grave in Newark, in Camden, New Jersey, yesterday. I went to the Lions game. And I thought about my Uncle Ernest, who was buried there, who had a store with my grandfather on Hastings that was raised for the Chrysler Freeway, and how he died a broken man, went back to where his mother was. And I think about how my daughter now is really the embodiment of all those aspirations of folks who came here. My family in 1919, to have a better life. And so, yeah.
Boy, you are a pastor.
You are, yeah. You're preaching.
Yeah, well, it's what I do, man. I mean, it's the most important thing in my life, and that's probably what I'm going to be focusing on.
Yes.
But I just think, look, here's the one thing I think is important. When my dad and those people were trying to open up Detroit, it was a consensus of goodwill people who were Jewish, white, black. It wasn't trying to do things just for black folks. And I've shared this ethos with my daughter all her life. You're not there just to help black folks. We got to make this city better for everybody.
Absolutely.
And I think she has a keen sense of what needs to happen for that to happen.
Reverend Stretchfield, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for coming on, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.